fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone
Ranger,
the Cisco Kid.
The challenge of the Yukon.
Hong King, on you, Husky!
Have gun, will travel. Starring Mr. John Daner as Paladin.
Tales of the Texas Rangers, starring Joel McRae as Ranger Chaser.
The American West.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Bill Hickok!
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is going to be Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Now, before we get started and I tell you what we're doing, or what the show is going to be, I should say, I just want to remind everybody that this Friday will be the last Bonanza Series episode that I have. There's only so many that are in the free domain, and I don't want to play the ones that aren't. Excuse me. So, give me some suggestions. Podcast at otrwesterns.com. I do have some shows that are out there that you guys might like, and we'll just run through a quick list. I'm going to go ahead and post the list online. You guys can vote for it. It's going to be in this episode we'll actually have the post. So go to otrwesterns.com, look at today's show notes site, and actually vote on which TV series you want. But here's the list. We have a couple episodes of Bat Masterson. We've got an episode of Broken Arrow. We've got an episode, Challenge of the Yukon, which I may have already played, so we'll have to look into that one. Cisco Kid, I've got quite a bit. I'm not sure if you guys are fans of Cisco Kid, but TV series is different than the old radio one. Dusty's Trail, which I did play a clip of that, so go to otrwesterns.com, check that clip out, see if you want the rest of that series. Gene Autry Show. I actually have a lot of Gene Autry shows, so we can go ahead and play those. I have enough to last about 18 weeks. We have one episode of Have Gun, Will Travel, Maverick, Stories of the Century, which I did play one of the other ones, so go to, again, to the show notes site and look at that one if you like it. And I do have a couple episodes of The Rifleman. So definitely go to otrwesterns.com, look at today's show, and post your results for the poll that you want. You guys are the members, and I want you guys to select what you guys are going to see. So that's it. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be, like I said, The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is November 25th, 1951, and the title is The Red Trunk Riddle. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Corn Pops, cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In a rough-and-ready frontier town like Slim Chance, Texas, culture had a way of getting pushed aside sometimes while gunmen, desperados, and killers ran riot and lawlessness flourished in the streets. But civic-minded citizens like Miss Theodosia Pritikin were firm in their resolve to bring the finer things to the Lone Prairie. So in the Opera House at Slim Chance, events were taking place which would bring United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles to solve The Red Trunk Riddle.
Quiet, please. This is a rehearsal.
Ready, Theodosia?
Ready, Achilles.
Soft you now, the fair Ophelia. Nymph in thy horizons, be all my sins remembered. Well, speak up, Theodosia.
Oh, is it my turn, Achilles?
Yes, my great beauty, it is. Remember, I am Hamlet, and you are the fair Ophelia, the sprightly nymph-like Ophelia.
Oh, Achilles, how you talk.
Quiet out there, you varlet. We're trying to rehearse.
That's a laugh. That big, overstuffed gal being the sprightly nymph-like, what's-her-name.
This is intolerable, sir.
Now you shut up, Moose, or I'll come out there and churn you up and down by them mule ears of yours.
Theodosia. Do you know this ruffian?
You bet your boots I know him. That's Moose Moran, one of Lou Tracy's roughnecks. But we'll take care of him. I've sent for Wild Bill Hickok to clean out that rat's nest across the straits.
Oh, yeah?
Wild Bill Hickok? Rat's nest? Hey, I don't like you saying things like that, Theodosia.
You get out of here, Moose, before I throw you out.
I'm going, and I'm telling Lou Tracy what you said. When he's done with you, there ain't going to be no show.
And when Hickok's done with him, there ain't going to be no Lou Tracy or Moose Moran either. Now get.
I'm a-getting. I can take a hint.
And good riddance. And now back to the play. And Theodosia, remember, when you embrace me, please let me up for air, my prairie blossom. And be careful of my ribs.
All right. But say, Achilles, ain't you a little scrawny for this part? I mean, you're cute as a button and
I know,
all that.
I know. 'Tis true we're not ideally cast. With such a magnificent Ophelia, a bigger Hamlet would be better. A far, far bigger Hamlet than I. But where in all the world, my sprite, is a man big enough to play opposite you?
Howdy, folks. Did somebody here send for the marshal?
Eureka!
Achilles, look, he's every bit as big as I am.
Impossible, but true.
Huh? Now, how come you're all looking at me that way? I ain't done nothing.
My friend, you come as the answer to a prayer.
Oh, no, I didn't. I came with Wild Bill Hickok, and all I want is to get into trouble. What I mean is to stay out of trouble.
Wild Bill, Achilles is here. Yeah. Well, where is he, you monstrous chunk of manhood, you?
Oh, Bill!
What's the matter, partner? Oh, hello, folks.
Hey, just make her stop looking at me like that, Bill.
Methinks Theodosia is a bit overwrought, Marshal.
Why, what's the trouble, ma'am?
That no good Lou Tracy across the street, that's what. He's cheating this town blind with his crooked gambling. And then he can't cheat, he robs, and then he can't rob, he kills.
Easy, ma'am. Can you prove what you're saying?
That's just it. We can't prove a thing. That's how come I sent for you.
And now the rogue is trying to stop our placer.
Oh, meet Achilles Montmorency, Marshal. He's putting on a show for us. He says all the folks here need is a taste of the better things.
What kind of a show is it, Mr. Montmorency?
A presentation of Hamlet, sir, to star my protege and patron, the fair Theodosia.
Well, go right ahead with your plans, folks. Meanwhile, we'll have a little look around town.
Good, but say, Marshal, how about leaving this big, handsome deputy of yours here with me? He's just the feller I need for my leading man.
Huh? No, you don't.
Why not, Jingles? If Tracy does try to stop this show, it's as good a place as any to start cleaning up.
Oh, I don't care, Bill. I ain't getting up on no stage and strutting and bellowing like no lovesick calf. No, sir. You ain't gonna catch me spouting all that highfalutin lingo and making a big fool of myself. No, sir, I ain't gonna do it. Never in a million years.
Howdy, partners. This is Panhandle Jim, your old pal, holding up here a minute to ask how many of you wranglers haven't enjoyed a box of Kellogg's Corn Pops yet. Well, it's you I want to talk to particularly today, because take it from me, partners, you're missing some real eating if you're missing out on Corn Pops. They're golden hearts of corn, all popped up fat and happy. They're crisp and crunchy. And listen to this, they're already sweetened for you. Yep, you eat them right out of the box just like candy, or for some real fun at breakfast in a bowl of milk. And say, there's a wonderful new sweetness and flavor in your Corn Pops now. The Kellogg folks went to work to make them sweeter and crisper than ever before. So believe me, you're going to really go for them first bite. Yes, sir, out of the box or out of the bowl, you never tasted a cereal as downright good as Kellogg's Corn Pops. Now, tomorrow for sure, get in on the fun. Saddle up and ride for the store. Load up big on even sweeter Kellogg's Corn Pops so you'll have plenty around for breakfast and snacks. Now, here's what you'll read on every box of Kellogg's Corn Pops. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. And Pops love Pops. You can bet your boots they do. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill.
In the opera house at Slim Chance, plans for the presentation of Shakespeare's Hamlet are going right ahead, despite Lou Tracy's threat to stop the show and Jingle's stubborn refusal to play Hamlet. But Theodosia Pitikin, who stars as Ophelia, is stubborn too. And so, at rehearsal next day, we hear...
To be or not to be? That is the question. Whether 'tis nobler to suffer, to suffer... Oh, Mr. Montmorency, I'm the one that's suffering. I just can't hardly move in these here tight pants, and it cuts down my thinking, too.
Ah, but the costume is traditional, Jingles.
Well, maybe so, but just the same, I can't even bend over in them like this. Uh-oh. You see?
Don't do that opening night, Jingles, or you'll expose me to ridicule.
Expose you? How about me?
All right, folks, stay right where you are and nobody will get hurt. We're just looking for something. Keep them covered, boys.
Well, stick up and me cut with my guns off.
What's this? Masked bandits. Swarming up the aisle. Help, police!
Quiet up there. All right, boys, climb up on that stage and grab that big red trunk.
No, no, by Jupiter, you will not take my precious costume. Remove your foul hands from that trunk.
That's the second time I've had to warn you, Montmorency. Once more in your grease paint days are over.
Don't try to stop them, Achilles. They got the drop on us.
But if they take my costumes, we'll have no show.
The red trunk's the only one we want, boys. Grab it and let's go.
You're not going anywhere, gents. Now drop that trunk and get your hands up.
Why? You ain't stopping us, Bill Hickok.
Yahoo! Attaboy, Bill!
All right, now you Jaspers, get out of here.
What tarnation would that bunch of owl hoots want with a mess of ratty old costumes, Bill?
Must be the trunk itself they wanted. Hey, let's try taking it apart.
No, I forbid it, sir. That trunk is priceless to me.
Priceless? But why, Achilles?
It's accompanied me on all my triumphant engagements, sir, including my 14 farewell tours.
But it was priceless to Tracy for another reason. I'm wondering why.
What's that about Tracy? I'm Lou Tracy.
Oh, well, I'm pleased to meet you. I'm Jingle.
Hello, Mr. Tracy. I've been looking forward to meeting you.
Likewise, Mr. Hickok. This is my sidekick, Moose Moran.
Yeah, that's me.
You get off of this stage, Lou, and take that big ape with you. And tell your pack of wolves that the next time they try and rob us, we'll put some brand new buttonholes in their vests with bullets.
Robbery? What robbery?
You know what I'm talking about.
A band of assassins attacked us, sir. We fought valiantly, but we're outnumbered.
Then Bill came along and scared them off.
Well, well, that's news to me. But don't it go to show, Theodosia, the folks in this town ain't ready for your culture? Why don't you leave them to me? I know how to handle them.
Sure, leave them to you so you can fleece them proper. No, sir. This here town's gonna get a taste of the finer things if I have to ram it down their throats.
That's the spirit, Theodosia. And this here Shakespeare must be awful good medicine, cause it's sure his hard to swallow.
You're the one I really came to see, Mr. Montmorency.
Me, sir?
You, sir. You know, your show ain't gonna change things in Slim Chance. Only trouble is, I admit it might lose me a few customers from the gambling tables.
Well, that, sir, is the big idea.
So, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll buy your scenery and costumes for my dance hall show. Pay you a good price, too. Say, $1,000.
Well, now, that is a most tempting offer, sir.
Achilles!
Oh, but I must refuse. I am on the side of law and order, first, last, and always.
Too bad. Because in this town, if you don't play on my side, mister, you just don't play at all. You put on your show for me, or no show.
You heard his answer, Tracy. It's no deal.
I don't recall asking your opinion, Hickok.
You got it anyway. Now, get out!
Come in here and shut the door, Moose.
Yeah.
Sit down. Now listen. We found out one thing anyway. As long as Haycock's sitting on it, we're never going to get close to that trunk.
But, Lou, are you sure the money's still in there?
That's where Shad Loomis said he hid it, ain't it? After the Wells Fargo job?
Sure, but somebody could have found it by now. That was 5 years ago.
The only one who could have found it's that old Ham Montmorency. And judging by the patches in his pants, he ain't come into no fortunes lately. Shad said he hid the stuff so's nobody could find it. The trunk's probably got a false bottom or something. Anyway, we're gonna find it.
But you said with Haycock there...
Yeah, but suppose Mr. Haycock was out of the way.
Oh, yeah, I'd like that, boss.
I thought you would. Now pay attention, knothead. We're gonna kidnap the leading lady of that show.
Theodosia? But we don't want her, we want that trunk.
Look, you take her to the hideout. Haycock starts off on a wild goose chase hunting for Theodosia.
Uh-huh.
And I get to the trunk. Savvy?
Yeah, I savvy.
Good. And if either one of us sees Haycock,
we shoot him, huh?
Now you're getting smart.
Bill, ain't it kind of foolish us camping out on this old stage all night, riding herd on a trunk full of old moth-eaten costumes?
Somebody wanted that trunk bad enough to try and steal it, Jingles, and Lou Tracy tried to buy it. We're going to find out why.
Marshal Haycock, Jingles, I am the bearer of strange tidings.
What is it, Achilles?
Those scoundrels, Tracy and Moran, they plan to abduct the fair Theodosia.
Huh? Well, how do you know, Achilles?
I listened at the door. I overheard the vile plot. They mean to spirit her away tonight, to the hideout.
The hideout? Where's that?
Alas, I heard no more.
You heard enough. Good work, Achilles. We're going to let them lead us to their hideout.
Huh? But, Bill, we ain't going to let them kidnap Theodosia, are we?
Nope. You'd better warn her, Achilles, then come back here and guard this trunk.
I go.
Meantime, we'll set a little trap for Mr. Tracy.
Huh? Now, what kind of a trap, Bill?
Well, wait a minute. Let me think. Hey, Jingles. You're just about Theodosia's size.
Me? Oh, no, I ain't. Now, she's lots bigger than I am.
Just the same, I think you'll fit into one of her costumes just fine.
Huh? Oh, now, Bill, I've done a lot of things in the name of law and order in my time, but you ain't going to get me into one of Theodosia's costumes. No, sir, this is one time I'm putting my foot down. No, sirree, I ain't going to do it. Bill, is my petticoat showing?
Nope. You know, partner, in that get-up, in the dark, you're a dead ringer for Theodosia.
A dead ringer? Oh, now, Bill, did you have to say that?
Don't worry, Jingles, I'll be close by all the time.
Oh, all right, but say, can't we unlace this corset just a notch? My eyes are popping out of my head.
Nobody will notice in the dark. Now, you got your six guns where you can reach it?
Yeah, they're tucked under my bustle here.
All right, you better start walking up the street past Slim Chance Cafe. And if anyone starts to follow you...
I'll slap his face.
No, you won't. You'll let him catch up with you.
Oh, all right, Bill. Doggone it. Hand me my parasol.
Theodosia?
Yes, it's me. Who's that?
Me, Theodosia. Moose Moran.
Oh, you roughing out. Go away or I'll scream.
Better not, Theodosia. Just keep quiet and nothing's gonna happen.
Oh, good heavens, a gun. I think I'm gonna faint. Yes, I am gonna faint.
Holy smoke. She's out like a light. Howdy, Charlie. Hiya, boys.
Hi, Moose. Did you get Theodosia?
Yeah, got her in the wagon here. Come on, fellas. Help me hoist her down.
What happened? You didn't have to shoot her, did you?
Nah, she passed out cold, scared stiff.
Well, let's get this veil off her face and take a look. Ah, Moose, you dumb ox.
Huh?
That ain't Theodosia, that's Hickok's deputy. Huh? The one that's playing Hamlet.
Right the first time, gents. Now get your hands up and don't nobody move.
Look out, he's got a gun.
But I don't savvy.
I do. That's one of Hickok's tricks.
Right again. Now stay put while I get down off of this wagon.
Look, he tripped on them long skirts.
Grab his gun, Ed. That's it. Now, we got to get out of here before Hickok shows up.
But what do we do about her? I mean him.
That's easy. We'll finish him right now.
Well, I'm sure enjoying myself listening to the show and eating my corn pops, the delicious new two-way cereal. Now, I said two-way cereal because that's just what it is. Yes, sir, Kellogg's corn pops are hearts of corn, all puffed up big and jolly with plenty of tasty sweetening on them. So you can eat corn pops the way I do, listening to Wild Bill, right out of the box by the handful, just like candy. But come breakfast time, then you pour them out in a bowl and add a little milk. That's the other way. And both ways are downright delicious. In fact, there's a wonderful brand new sweetness in your corn pops now. Yep, the Kellogg folks went to work to make them sweeter and crisper than ever before. So you're going to like them better than ever from here on, believe me. And say, inside every box of corn pops, you're going to see a bag that looks like silver. Well, partners, that bag's pure aluminum, keeps your Kellogg's corn pops fresh up to 10 times longer. But don't go getting only one box of corn pops. Get your mom to load up big next time she goes to the store. Now, all together, let's tell everybody who loves corn pops. Kids love pops, moms love pops, and pops love pops. Now you're talking. Now let's hustle back to the show.
Jingles, impersonating Theodosia, has been kidnapped by Moose Moran. At the hideout, the kidnappers discover their mistake. They decide to kill Jingles and escape before Wild Bill can catch up with them. Charlie Plummer draws his gun, aims it at Jingles, and...
Family, all tits, now drop your guns and stand easy, like.
Oh, Bill! Oh, Bill, I'm glad to see you.
You all right, partner?
Sure, but you know, I would have had these varmints all tied up for you in a neat package if I hadn't have caught my heel in the hem of my petticoat.
Well, let's see what we've caught in our trap, Jingles. Hey, there's Charlie Plummer, Tom Starkey, and Ed Jackson.
Well.
Hey, wait a minute. All three were in that gang that pulled that Wells Fargo job in Jubaville 5 years back.
Yes, sir. Looks like a pretty big haul, Bill.
Bigger than you think, partner. Now things are beginning to add up.
Yeah, and while you're adding up the small fry, Hickok, you're letting the big fish get away.
Charlie, don't tell him.
Why should we go to jail for him? Sure, we was all in that job, but Lou Tracy planned it.
I thought so. Where's Tracy now?
He's letting you catch us while he grabs the money out of that red trunk. That's where Shad Loomis hid it after the robbery.
So that's it. Jingles, we don't have much time to stop him. You take this bunch back to the jailhouse. I've got a date with Lou Tracy.
Halt! Who goes there?
Get out of my way, Montmorency. I'm taking a look in that trunk.
Never. I am sworn to defend that citadel with my very life. Stand back, sir.
Stop waving that sword at me, Achilles. You bother me. Now to open this trunk. Nothing but a lot of costumes. And I'll get them out of here.
Have at you, sir. Come, fight like a man before I run my trusty blade through your black heart.
Oh, if you don't stop fooling around with that sword, Achilles, you're liable to stab yourself. Now I'll rip the lining out of this trunk.
Oh.
Nothing there. Maybe there is a false bottom. No, nothing.
You villainous dog. You've destroyed my trunk completely. I'll have your life for this.
But it's got to be here. I've waited 5 years for my share.
You'll get your share right now, Tracy.
Hickok!
Yeah. You find the money yet?
No, I savvy. You found it. Well, you're smart, lawman. Just too smart to live.
But you're going to live, Tracy. A long, long time behind bars.
That's right. And maybe now I can get out of this straitjacket.
Jingles, look. You've ruined that costume. The bustle is torn beyond repair.
Huh? Well, so it is. Now, ain't that a shame? But say, Achilles, where's all this phony money coming from? It's all over the stage.
Phony money? Gadzooks, man, look. It's real, real money. Tons of it.
Huh? Yeah, it is real.
And it's falling out of your bustle.
Huh?
So that's where Shad hid it.
Looks like it, Tracy. But it's too late now for you.
Achilles, are you all right? I heard the shots.
Sure, ma'am. He's all right. He's just gone a little loco, that's all.
Achilles, where'd you get that money?
Theodosia, I'm rich. richer than Midas.
Sorry to spoil your fun, Achilles, but that money goes back to the Wells Fargo Company.
Oh, I knew there was a catch to it.
But there's a fat reward for recovering it. And I guess you're entitled to that.
Then I am rich, after all.
Richer anyway by $1,000.
Achilles, my hero.
Theodosia, my blossom. Now that I have money, I can ask the question that's been burning in my heart since the day we met.
Yes, Achilles.
Whoever told you you could act?
Oh, Achilles!
No wife of mine shall trod the boards. A home and grease paint do not mix.
Oh, Achilles.
Well, Bill, in that case, I guess I ain't needed no more.
Right, partner. We may as well be riding on.
Too bad, Jingles. You're going to miss the thrill of your life. When the lights go down and the curtain comes up.
Well, I ain't worried about that. I got the biggest thrill of my life coming up. When this infernal corset comes off.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. Andy and I'll be back next week with another Wild Bill Hickok story for you.
Yes, sir, and by golly, we've got a real rip-snorter for you, too. I think you'll like it.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Earl Ross, Monty Margetts, Frank Gerstle, Fred Shields, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops, Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, that's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.